Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. That was music from Change from 1984, taking you all the way back. That was music from Chorus Baptist, Change of Heart, from the group Change. Yes, I am back. Yes, Don Fleming. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me. Thank you guys for all of the love. Took a little hiatus and everything, but I am back. I am playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. I do it every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Of course, like I said, when I just played Change from 1984, I got music on the way. We got some Jodeci on the way. I got some Isley Brothers on the way. And I might hook up a little Timex Social Club on the way. So I want to remind you guys, if you're on Facebook, make sure you go to Solar Records Radio page and like the page. Tell a friend to like the page, and then tell their friend's friend to like the page. It's going to be a great show today. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for donating to the show. For every show, we want to make it better than the last. So we call on all the listeners. You can go to Cash App, Solar Records Radio, $ Solar Records Radio. Also, you can go to solarrecordsradio.com and wardellpottsjr.com if you want to also pick up some cool merchandise. Like I said, I got some time at Social Club. Man, I haven't heard some music I haven't played in a while, but it's going to be kind of different today. I'm not going to give you kind of that same old school vibe. I'm going to give you some different vibes and everything, especially some songs that I haven't played in a while. Like I said, Timex Social Club, Isley Brothers, Jodeci. But I want to start it off, man. I want to take you. Actually, I was with 1984. I think I'm going to stay with 1984. I want to take you back 36, 37 years. It's 37 years ago. My little brother was born in 1984, and he will be 37 in December. So it's only fair to play this wonderful classic. Of course, you remember this young sister. She was from the group One Way. She goes by the name of Alicia Myers, of course. I'm going to start this off with a classic called Say, Say, Say. You get the best of me. You guys keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday night, Solar Records Radio. Baby,
Don't talk, just listen. First of all, I have to be honest with you, baby. I lied when I told you I never wanted to see you again. Can you?
Please stay, baby.
Just for tonight. And maybe we can do something like make love, watch the sunrise, or listen to JoJo, Casey, sing us a verse. But, baby, that's impossible for you. Oh, you're so, so sexy, so good.
You Sometimes you don't. Oh, why? Why?
This is Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, Colin Fleming, from 1978. That was music from Michael Henderson. The name of the song is called Wide Receiver. I love that song. For that, hooked up a little Jodeci from 1991, Stay. And, of course, started off the vlog, gave you some of Lisa Myers, Say, 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 You Get the Best of Me. We got over an hour and a half of show left, so I got plenty of time to jam with you guys again. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you're on Facebook. Go to Solar Records Radio and like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. And you can go to solarrecordsradio.com or whatelfoxjr.com if you want to donate to the show, get some cool merchandise. And also, you can go to the Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, and donate to the show. Again, thank you so much for all of your donations, for all of those who still support the show, and for those who just want to just listen to some great music every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Look no further, because I am your man. Yes, I am your man. You know what? Let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I want to give you a classic, some barbecue music, some classic from the Gap Band. Of course, you guys, you got to know what this is in the background. You hear that little drum riff, of course. Oh, man, I love that, love that. This is called Outstanding by the Gap Band. You guys keep it locked from 1982. You guys keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
You got a day, girl.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, from 1986 from the Just Like the First Time album. That was music from Mr. Freddie Jackson. Have You Ever Loved Somebody? And I love that music video because on that music video, you had the lovely Michael Michelle, just as gorgeous as she wanted to be. And she was in a few of Freddie Jackson's music videos back then, if I'm not mistaken. At the time, she had just turned 18 years old. She was just amazing, just beautiful. Yeah, I had a little crush on her back in the day. Of course, then she went on and she was on ER, and you know, I was a big ER fan. Of course, she did her thing on ER. But yeah, I remember her from the Freddie Jackson music videos. The funny thing about that is, as a 12-year-old kid watching those music videos, I used to think that her and Freddie had a thing going. You know, it's like, Freddie, you play. I used to get jealous of Freddie Jackson, but that's another story down the road. Again, Freddie Jackson, Have You Ever Loved Somebody? Before that, from 1974, My Birth Year, that was music from Cool in the Gang. It's a beautiful instrumental called Summer Madness, one of the smoothest songs ever. And of course, definitely want to send a shout out, if I'm not mistaken, to Dennis Thomas, saxophonist, trombonist, for Cool in the Gang, passed away last week, if I'm not mistaken. So rest in peace. Of course, we lost Khalees Bayan, of course, who was Ronald Bell from the from Cool in the Gang. Of course, we lost him last year, and now we lost again. Rest in peace to Dennis Thomas from the group Cool in the Gang, one of the founding members. And of course, definitely. We're definitely going to keep the legacy going and keep that legacy going, playing all of the Cool in the Gang hits. So I might have to ask Wardell to hook up a library of just Cool in the Gang music, man. But anyway, before that, from 1982, music from the Gap Band, outstanding. Of course, you guys know that is the ultimate cookout song. Of course, you have that song, and then, you know, it's debatable whether it's Frankie Beverly and Maze, Before I Let Go, or whatever Frankie Beverly Maze song is, pretty much a cookout song. And one of the best concerts I've been to was from Frankie Beverly and Maze. So Frankie Beverly is still out there doing what he does. So shout out to that brother. He had a little cancer scare a few years back, but definitely he's working out, and I mean, he is in shape. So I have no excuse. I love food too much, man. Shout out to everybody listening to the show again. You can catch me every week, every Thursday, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Which, tell you what, let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I'm going to give you a classic, some classic Philly music from the late, great Frankie Smith. Of course, you guys know this one. This is the Double Dutch Bus. You guys keep it locked right here to Soul Art Records Radio.
Yeah. when everything is going wrong. Oh, love, nobody knows the way you feel about it, 'cause only you know. You can't leave it alone. Oh, here we go again.
listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, Don Fleming, from 1977, music from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Fantasy, of course, before that, from 1980, music from the Isley Brothers, Here We Go Again. And, of course, started off the block, music from the late, great Frankie Smith, of course, a Philadelphia classic from 1981, the Double Dutch Bus. And, of course, we used to do the little, is he, and all that. Didn't know what they were saying. I think I got a couple of words. But you know what? I'm going to Google, and when I find out, I'm going to let you guys know probably on tomorrow's show, because I'm just too tired to do it tonight. I'm too tired. No, guys, again, I've got about another 55 minutes left to show. Again, got plenty of time to jam with you and maybe plenty of time to research, but I just don't want to. But no, of course, thank you guys for tuning in. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Again, guys, I can't stress this enough. Thanks to all the love, the outpouring of love, donating to the show, and liking the page. Again, tell a friend. If you're on Facebook, like the Solar Records Radio page. Like it. Tell a friend to like it. And tell their friend's friend to like it. And also, we're going to start up a Twitter page. I'm going to talk to Wardell about getting the Twitter page, because my Twitter page is temporarily suspended. Yes, it's, I guess my trolling days are over. But no, I want to see what did I say wrong? I think I called somebody a jackhole or something, and I think they reported me. But I've seen people call other people worse. But, you know, I'm not saying I'm innocent in this, but, you know, come on now, jackhole. Jackhole is not really a bad word. Hey, I'm just saying. But you can catch us on, again, catch us on Facebook and like the page, Solar Records Radio. And hopefully I can get my Twitter page black. Yeah, brother, black. My Twitter page back. Can't even talk tonight. Okay, let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I am in the mood for a classic from the late, great Donny Hathaway. Let's take it back to the year 1973, give you a classic from his Extension of a Man album. This is called Love, Love, Love. You guys keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
Take your place. It was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissed and someone knew deep inside I was missing you. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. I don't know just what I'm gonna do. supposed to die. Cause I'm not trying to mislead you. Believe me, girl, I really need you. Oh, baby, you make me fall in love with you. I don't know just what I'm gonna do.
Don't know about this.
Yeah.
Don't let me do.
tell me you need me, need me. Deep down inside, like I need you. You see, I need you to see me through. I wanna hear you say, darling, 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 I love you. Through the rain and through the cold, together we will never grow old. Sometime the going will get a little tough, and I must admit, living with me can be rough, but I need you to see me through. I get off when you say, baby, 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 I love you.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. Had to take you back. That was music from the late, great DJ Rogers, of course, from 1976, the album It's Good to Be Alive. That is Say You Love Me. Before that, from the Cool Relax album, 1997, music from John B. Give Me a Little Blue-Eyed Soul. They Don't Know. And, of course, started off the block 1973, Extension of a Man album, the late, great Donnie Hathaway. Of course, got about another 39 minutes left. Still got some time to hang out with me. And, of course, I have the man himself, Wardell Potts Jr., is calling in, hanging out. What's going on, Wardell?
Hey, my brother. Welcome back. How are you?
Glad to be back, man. I felt a little rusty, but I am back in the saddle. And, again, I just wanted to thank all of the prayers that were sent, and all of the listeners who was able to send me texts and DM me and things like that. I really appreciate it. And also for those who donated to the show, again, thank you so much a thousand times over. I you know, it's the transition back into it, you know, it feels good. And again, it's kind of a therapeutic thing for me to kind of get back into what I love doing and just, you know, do it with a purpose now. Well, I mean, I've done it with a purpose before, but at least have that motivation that, you know, the people that I love, especially, you know, my mother would want me to do this, you know, and I'm doing this for her. And of course I'm doing it for myself as far as the love, but I'm definitely dedicating this to her. So thank you for everyone for the continued prayers and thoughts and prayers. So I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. That's all good, man. I'm just glad to, you know, hear you back doing your thing. And I know it's a difficult time and transition for you. But, you know, we're just going to keep you in our prayers regardless, and your family, and you know, and we just hope that you, you know that everything's going to be okay. Your mom's good now, and so, and I can't believe I'm talking to you on the radio. I was just like, you know, that when you called in earlier today, I was like, Don is really back, guys. He's really here. You were gone for like, what, 2 weeks? It seemed like a month.
Yeah. And I took my name's been taken off of these programs and everything. I felt like y'all didn't want to have anything to do with me anymore.
No, I had to do that because I don't want to be, it's false advertisement otherwise. If I say you're going to be there and you're not there, that's just, yeah. So I want the people, you know, because you have people that want to hear you. So I didn't want to use your name if you're not there. So, and then they get there and be disappointed. And, man, it's just Wardell.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Now, trust me, the people, you know, because of your pedigree, me, I'm just a hanger on. But I try to bring something to the table. I try to bring something to the table, but no, I think.
Yeah.
Your expertise and you know, your experience and your pedigree being at Solar, man, and being at, I think it, if I'm not mistaken, A&M Records, and just being just this elder statesman in the music industry, it's to be able to rub elbows with you for a few years now, I mean, it's a blessing. So I'm glad to be here and I'm glad to be back. So. You know, it feels like I got a little rusty those first couple of minutes, but, you know, I kind of found my groove now. So, and you calling in, hanging out with me, that's just the icing on the cake. So I really appreciate it.
Wow. Well, you are so welcome, man. And I'm just grateful. I've just been running around and just getting back here. And, you know, the weather here is, whoa. One minute is sunshine, and the next minute the rain is coming down like crazy. So I'm trying to get used to this kind of weather. I'm not used to it. I'm used to Southern California where it never rains. And so it's just weird. Yeah, it's just weird when it happens here. But great show, man, and thank you. Glad you're back. We missed you.
Well, man, I know we talked about it early in the show. Of course, guys, I want to remind you, check out Throwback Thursday, during the day, the drive time afternoon mix with Ward L. Pye. That's what I'm going to call it. I'm just making names up. But you can check out his show from 3 to 5 every Thursday. And we had a great topic earlier today, and we talked about, of all the listeners now, and shout out to my cousin. My cousin Dimitri is listening all the way in Las Vegas right now. So I want to send a shout out to him. I love you, cuz. Thank you for supporting the show. We had a great discussion earlier today talking about, you know, it was a subjective topic, but it was about what was our definition of old school music, man. Can you touch a little bit, just a little snippet of what we had talked about earlier today for the listeners now, just for those who didn't get a chance to hear the earlier show?
Well, we were, you know, we had questions from overseas, and they were asking what, you know, what does old school mean? What's the meaning of old school to you? And so, and you know, you shared, and you can share again if you want. What is the meaning of old school to you?
Well, I was turning around on it. No, I had actually, I said something to the effect that I think, you know, when you have a certain music that pinpoints a certain emotion in your life growing up, a certain moment when you were a child or when you were an adult or a young adult or a teenager, it's just a certain moment that it's vintage music that gives you a certain feel of emotion of that time. And again, and I'm using the wording, I think it encapsulates the moment. And I just wanted to touch a little bit on that from your perspective, because I think your definition was amazing also. So the floor is yours, man. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, man. Well, the truth of the matter is I don't remember what I said specifically, but I know that, you know, old school, it was the feeling, it was the sound of it would create a feeling in me and would just make me happy. And I love old school because it gave me a good feeling. And, you know, and so to me, that's what old school represents. To me, it's this good feeling, stuff that makes you reminisce, takes you back to certain places. Like, it is the soundtrack of our life. And so, you know, as a young man, you know, I didn't have all of the stresses and stuff that, you know, as, you know, we run into when we become adults, that's when we start raising children. And so life is a little different than it is when you're just a young pup. You know, just, you know, teenager trying to meet the girls. And I remember, like, when the old school fast songs would come on, you know, the old school fast songs was just up, just happy, let's just have a great time. And, you know, and we did. But when the old school slow songs came on, oh, man, it was about the girl.
Mm-hmm.
It was always about the girl that you want, the girl that you had, or the girl that, you know, you're going to get, you know. And so, you know, or you hope you're going to get. And so, or you fantasize about, because as young men, we always fantasize about, ooh, I wish she was my girl. I wish she was my girl. And so that's what old school does. It just takes you back and reminds you of all those great times. And it's just, it was wonderful. So that's why I still love it. And also, ultimately, old school was made with real musicians. And so everybody had their own style. If you heard the Commodores, you knew it was the Commodores right when it came on. If you heard Earth, Wind & Fire, you knew right away who it was, you know. Any of those old school artists, the Temptations, you knew who they were right away because the music was individualized. In other words, there were individuals that was making music, and not like today where it's computers making the music
sound.
So you don't know who it is until they say, you gotta wait for them to start singing, and you know, say, oh, I think that's, you know, this is that person. But back in the day, you knew right away, you know. So I miss that. And it's okay that things are not the same, you know. We just have to, some people may think that we feel like, you know, we still want to be back there. No, no, no. It's just remembering the good stuff, you know, and that's what it was. It's just the good stuff. We remember things, and we do get to talk about these things, especially here on Soul Out Records Radio, because, you know, we love what we do here. So, but it's not that we don't appreciate the new stuff, too. We do. I like some of the new stuff that's out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Anderson Park. I love Anderson Park, you know, and what's his name? That's
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Yeah,
I
love those.
Silk Sonic. Yeah, I know you played it. Yeah. You played the heck out of that song, so I know you love it.
I'm going to leave the show.
But you know what, man? But you know what? Yeah. The argument was, even back then, when you talk about, you know, individualism and different sounds, a lot of people had issue with disco. A lot of people had issues with disco and to a certain extent, funk music, because it was about, I know from the disco standpoint, it was about the repetitive beats. It was about the same beat and the same tempo of music, and it a lot of people argued that it was cookie cutter. I beg to differ, but again, I was a baby in the disco era. Once I got older and kind of just grasped the artists, and I knew who Donna Summer was, I felt there was a sense of individuality to each of these artists. I know who Hughes Corporation was. I knew who Donna Summer was. I knew who Thelma Houston was. So, Gloria Gaynor, the Village People. I think, you know, I think the reason why a lot of people had issues with the repetitiveness of disco, and some of it came from a lot of homophobic platform. A lot of that. You know, I'm not saying that, oh, people who hate music hate gays. No, I'm not saying that. I think that was a certain element of that because, you know, a lot of the nightclubs and the people who were kind of experimenting their sexuality, a lot of the disco was played there, and a lot of people correlated that to being gay and things like that. But at the same time, I think when you talk about the music bias, just the music alone, the argument was because, you know, it was a repetitive motion of beats and bass drums and whether it was Nile Rodgers doing it or whether it was Casey and the Sunshine Band and that was the argument. But at the same time, I looked at it as, look, I knew who they were, and I knew they had a distinctive sound. I know Casey and the Sunshine Band produced George McRae, Rock Your Baby. I can hear elements of Casey and the Sunshine Band in that. I can hear elements of the Silvers, you know, when you think about Boogie Fever and Hotline and all of those, you know, the Freddie Perren type influence. You can kind of hear that distinctive sound, but you knew who that artist was. So, you know, again, we got to bring a disco expert here to kind of just go in depth because I don't know what I'm talking about. No, but seriously, I think, people are going to argue and have arguments about everything. But again, I felt even back then when they talked about funk music, to me, you knew who Confunction was. You knew who... like you said, the Commodores, you knew who the Commodores were, you know, you knew Earth, Wind & Fire, you know, so you knew these artists because they had a distinctive sound. Now, whether people say all of that was repetitive, I didn't see that. But again, it's all, there's that word again, it's all subjective in the eye of, you know, your own opinions and thoughts. But I didn't see it that way. And that's one of the reasons why I always go back to that vintage music, because I knew that individual sound. To me, again, like you said, it was the soundtrack of our lives and the thing. And I want to keep that preserved in my thought. As I, you know, as I live through my days, because again, it sets a mood to who I am, and it sets a mood for the rest of my day, whatever I listen to. So, you know, And going back to what you were saying, though, as far as just the old school, your definition of old school, brilliantly said, by the way. I think when people just, again, to capture a moment in your life that makes you smile, that makes you cry, that makes you, you know, kind of side-eye, you know, life itself, that's what that music does. And I'm a proponent of that. And I'm a total proponent of that, man. So, again, thank you for those words. And, again, I'm getting off my soapbox now, Wardell.
It's all good. It's all good, man. I appreciate your wisdom. And it's, yeah, man. It's so much going on there, right, that, you know, you could talk about this forever, because I realized when I was saying it, how it just kept going. It kept going, so you can get caught up in it. But thank you for sharing that. I want to also say, Nidra Beard, one of the lead singers from my group Dynasty, it's her birthday today, so I want to wish Nidra a happy, happy birthday, speaking of old school. And
happy birthday, Nidra! Yes. We got about another 24 minutes left of the show. We got plenty of time, and I always go back to this song because, to me, Wardell is a drummer extraordinary. Everyone, you guys know that. I know that, and plus he's great with the pen. One of my favorite songs, and again, he's going to get on me about it. He's going to tease me about it, but I love playing this song as a kid. Listen to the drummer on that. This is the man right here. We're going to take you back to the year 1983 from the Visions album. This is the lovely Miss Gladys Knight and the Pips. The name of the song is called You're Number One in My Book. Check out the drummer. The drummer is Wardell, by the way, but you guys keep it locked right here. Soul Art Records Radio.
Do me a favor. Won't you share what's on your mind? Can make it
time you need to stay away. Let me tell you, baby, how I'm thinking of you every day. I keep thinking about the good times we had and how we let jealousy turn. Oh, we had good and too bad. Then I realized if we just try it again, our love would work it out. You be my girl, I'd be your own.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. Happy to take you back 1983 from the Look album. That was music from Shalimar, Over and Over, one of my all-time favorites from them. Of course, giving you a little teaser, a little taste of what's going on tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow we're kicking off the weekend celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, all things Solar, the music, the artists, all that good stuff. From 3 to 5 p.m. tomorrow, of course, I'm going to be with Wardell. We're going to be talking and BSing and just talking about the memories. Of course, him sharing his memories at the label. Of course, shout out to Dynasty. Shout out to happy birthday to Naja Beard from the group Dynasty. And about 7 minutes left, going to wrap it up for me. But tune in tonight. Of course, your Thursday on Solar Records Radio does not end with me. Of course, tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, check out Goldie Mac and his Cosmic Slap Shack from 11 p.m. until playing great funk music, great hip-hop, and just tune in. He's definitely gonna keep you out of your seat, or keep you in your seat, out of your seat. Anyway, no, guys, thank you so much for all of the love again. I can't stress it enough. Thank you for all of the calls and all of the emails and all of the texts and DMs and everything. Astrid, Greg, you guys are amazing. Of course, the associate producers of Solar Records Radio, of course. Thank you, Wardell, for calling in and hanging out with me. Of course, he had to go tend to his horses, because he lives on a farm. He's doing the Farmer John thing down there in Texas. So hopefully you don't step in any. Anyway, it's going to wrap it up for me. I will see you guys again. We'll see you guys tomorrow again, kicking the weekend off, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records again, 3 to 5 p.m. You know what? Going to have the Whispers, Dynasty, Laidside, Collage, just all of that beautiful baked Solar music, all in the one big oven, and he's going to cook it and all of that good stuff. But anyway, going to close out. Guys, you take care of yourself. Of course, again, Goldie Mac is next, so make sure you tune in 11 p.m. Eastern. Going to close out. I want to take you back to the year 1995 from the group Solo. The name of the song is called Heaven. And until tomorrow, you guys have a safe and prosperous Thursday night. Kick it for me if you guys go out. So I'll see you guys tomorrow. Good night, guys. I want
relationship so that you and I will always be together.